We like stability, you and I. We like to know that there's solid ground beneath our feet. But sometimes the ground shakes, sometimes our faith is challenged, and some people, well, they don't react all that well. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It seems to me that there are two types of people in this world, victims and victors. Which one of those are you? It's true that arrogance and pride aren't pretty, but then again, insecurity ain't such a pretty sight either. Insecure people end up hurting other people because they find it incredibly difficult to love and to be loved. So what's the answer? For me, it's living with a quiet confidence that's rock solid on the inside, a quiet confidence that can't be swayed no matter what the challenge, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how ugly things get. You know those people who are like the Rock of Gibraltar, the ones who can't be moved in a storm? Invariably, they're the ones with a deep trust in God. Sure, they have scars on their back from what they've been through, but they also have strength in their hearts because they've experienced God's faithfulness firsthand. Psalm 125, verses 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They will never be shaken. They will continue forever. Like the mountains that surround Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds and protects his people now and forever. So I'll ask you again, which one are you, the victim or the victor? The only way I know to live in the victory that Jesus Christ died and rose again to give us is to trust in the Lord, to put all my eggs in the one basket and to trust completely in Jesus. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They will never be shaken. That is God's word, fresh for you today. You know, in the last quarter of a century or so of walking with Jesus, I can tell you that the one thing that's put that solid rock beneath my feet has been getting into God's word each day. Seriously, it's gold. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.